We'll get cars that were built in Japan, and then we'll get cars that were like built in the U.S. and Canada, and they'll be like, wow, that one doesn't have any transmission fluid in it.
If your YouTube name has four numbers at the end of it, heh, loser, this week on Flag Time. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, the automotive service podcast, where we talk a lot about not that.
I just named every single fish in Washington.
How long did that take?
A couple minutes, actually.
There's a Washington. He was interested in knowing like what kind of fish are here because he's going to catch fish down at the fishing hole whenever we come up in Washington and catch fish down fishing hole.
And then we brought it. Should we go ahead and just announce the days that we're going to be there?
Sure.
I'm
always here
already. So
we haven't finalized the events yet, but
definitely three of us are going to be at random fishing hole at some point.
All three of us are going to be in the Pacific Northwest September 3rd through the 10th.
2025.
You're watching this in 2026? Sorry.
Luck, loser.
I'm in a new room. Yeah, finally got the room done. There's like a wall over there.
I mean, there was a wall over there before, but
there's now a floor in this room. There wasn't a floor for a little while because Sasha decided to piss all over the floor, and we had to just like move rooms and then redo the floor.
She pissed on the floor. Time to get rid of the floor.
Yeah, we kind of had to because she was. God, it was so gross, but. I mean, she was having problems and she was going through a rough time, but she's good now. Mm. Recently we had to take her to the vet and spend like every single penny we had in savings to keep her alive. But we're really glad. Yeah, it was like $2,000 just to get her to stop shitting blood and other stuff. But she's good.
That's good. I think it's a good time to promote the Flag Time Podcast. If you would like to support us, you could go.
If you would like to contribute to Sasha's vet bills at some point, then you can subscribe, and I will use that money for fixing my animal. Fix car. Car broke.
That's fucking meme.
It's not a wrong statement.
Car broke.
You do have broken cars.
Man, I thought she was gonna die. Like, I was so sad.
Oh fuck. But she's like, not. She's not dead.
No, she's fine now. She's good. Hopefully she lives to be 21 because I want to celebrate her 21st birthday getting her drunk.
Hell yeah.
I want to get her drunk. That was creepy. What the fuck? That's weird. Never mind. I've never done that. Except for myself. My boss took me out when I was 21 and he got me one beer and then we were like, all right, it's now 1 o'clock. Let's go back to work.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I literally can't drive, but okay, you drive. He's like, I can't drive. I'm like, okay, I guess we're walking.
Get this man his keys.
By the way, guess what I figured out?
Don't drink and drive. If you drink and drive, you're a piece of shit and you should. Unalive.
Hail yourself. Oh.
Yeah. Guess what I figured out, Sterling?
The math is debunked.
That's a big quest. That's a loaded question.
The state of Maryland.
Oh.
Weed is legal. So, because
is that new?
I don't know. I don't know exactly when it happened. I learned today that weed is legal in Maryland, which means my job doesn't do drug tests for weed.
Yay, weed time now. Hell yeah.
Get this man a spliff. Let's go.
Get yourself a Pendraman and a can of whoop ass cartridge.
Only partaking in the Pacific Northwest because Adriana is not a fan of
eat the funny stuff, cookies.
Weed makes me sleep better and makes my brain more productive.
Does it?
It does. It actually does. Like I think things better.
I have no idea what weed in any capacity would do to me.
Well, you're gonna find out if you want some.
If anything, I'll probably take an edible.
We got bump. Well, edibles fuck you up more than the actual cartridges do.
I don't like smoking shit though. Oh, it's a
the cartridge, it's vape. It's like a vape.
Yeah, I don't like vape.
I'm probably gonna cough like a fucking.
The closest thing I had was Delta 8.
By the time you guys come here, I want to buy a bong. So because I like, okay, I want to smoke flower because I know there's kind of a lot of shit in cartridges, and I don't necessarily want to rely on that. I would rather have like the natural thing and use a bong. And it's bad. It's all bad for you, but it's less bad for you than cartridges. Oh, me too. Like fresh weed, like properly, I don't know, not shitty weed smells okay. I don't like it in my house. Like, I don't want my house to smell like that. So I'd be like one of those guys that keeps like a bong like outside on the porch.
Yeah.
It's filled with rainwater and shit.
It's gotten to the point where, like, smell any kind of weed outside in public, I'm like, oh, that shit's dank.
There's been one customer car where I physically could not get in it because it was fucking pungent. I was like, people, I'm not working on this car.
I don't understand people that smoke weed in their car, like, and drive around. Like,
that's what? Hotbox this motherfucker. That's
illegal.
People do that. People do that in Mercedes a lot. Surprisingly,
why would you want a hotbox? I don't even understand hotboxing. Like, why would
hotbox is like a big bong.
Yeah, you're just in the smoke that you inhaled. So I guess you get more high. I don't know. Like,
It's weed smoking, but it's on recirculation.
It's basic physics. We don't condone
drug use on this podcast, but I like it. Do whatever you want. Just don't do anything. Don't kill anyone and don't hurt anyone.
Yeah, don't.
I probably won't
real fart.
Don't operate heavy machinery under the influence of the
rogues. Don't forklift and weed.
Guess what? Unless also is heavy machinery, your fucking car. That is, well, that is considered heavy machinery.
My car's not that heavy.
My cock is, though.
All right.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's but it's made of tungsten, so it's like a billion pounds.
That's not.
Why is your penis made out of tungsten?
Ask the doctor. I don't know.
The doctor?
That just raises more questions.
I don't know. I was a child. I don't remember.
I was a child.
His circumcision went awry.
Oh no. Circumcision is gone.
They needed a flap disc and a grinder to get that shit off.
The circumcision has not worked in your favor, mate. Cut your entire penis off.
We've replaced it with a tungsten dildo.
We've replaced your penis with a Suck Fuck 9000.
It sucks itself. It's amazing.
Look how much of a ball sack this orange looks like.
What the fuck? Okay.
Look at that. That's crazy.
Wipe for the audio listeners who have no idea what Sterling's
talking
about. Dude has an orange that is so wrinkly. It's got more wrinkles than most of the listeners of this podcast's brains.
Ball.
Bro ripped the top off of it like it was a fucking grenade pin. That was amazing.
That feel when an orange has more folds than your brain. I can't hear thing. It's
what the fuck? That's bullshit.
Was it like a fucking, just like when you're peeling tape off something and it's just fucking.
Can you hear that?
No.
Yeah, no.
Is it connected to the right microphone? Don't shoot your gun. Okay, I heard that.
I heard
you rub up against it. Yeah.
Me when I peel my ball sack apart.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Me when I'm eating said ball sack.
What? Oh, that bad. You ever eaten an orange before?
Oh my god! I wasn't expecting to double down to fucking kill you that bad.
Pixie, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, wait.
Consume sec.
Oh my God. Consume.
Eat Prilosec.
Oh, well.
Consume Prilosec. It'll bring you joy.
Double chocolate chunk cookie from Costco. All right, fine. I'm putting the microphone back on. Normal settings.
So anyway, what's new? We haven't recorded in a bit.
I did a rear main on an 02 Trans Am.
Shit. I got a Honda Fit.
Damn. Is it manual?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is it second gen?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is it purple?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
What was anyway.
I'm not going to reveal it for a while because I haven't revealed the last car I got.
You haven't revealed the egg hatchback yet?
I haven't revealed the EG yet. Oh, God, I got an EG.
We're 10 minutes into this podcast, eggs. And it's the hardest I've laughed all week. Oh.
Excellent.
Also, I have a room now. I have a room. There is a couch full of stuff right here that you can't see, and there's a floor full of stuff that you can't see right here. It actually looks
like that. And like that.
Oh my God.
Look at the floor.
Look at the floor.
Look at the
desk. Look at the floor.
Look at the tree. Shout out to
heads.
Trey Guess.
He should review cars like that. I would fucking shit my ass. It'd be so fucking funny.
I always shit my ass whenever I shit. Especially my ass. Wait.
Sometimes it comes out the front.
That's usually what happens when you shit. You do shit your ass.
No, you shit out your ass.
What happens when it comes out the front?
You've never shit your whole ass before?
Well, sometimes you shit your whole ass and then your ass comes out with your shit. Oh, and then you poop your butt out. That's called prolapse.
When your insides become your outsides.
My mom didn't know what that meant.
Oh, no.
So I just said it's basically when you poop your butt out. She was like, what does that even mean? I was like,
I don't know, but porn stars do it for some reason.
Imagine your anus going newt newt. That's about what that is.
Ew.
I don't watch the kind of porn that equal. I mean, I don't really watch porn.
It's like a really big hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
You've never seen Pingu before?
Newt newt.
That.
Newt newt.
Yeah, that's basically, I mean, yeah. You're welcome for that visual, by the way.
Anal. Oh. Oh. Oh.
We need to bring topics back. This is becoming
sexy. Oh, yeah. What?
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor.
This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
Oh, fuck.
It is? I thought it was brought to you by Unbridled Workplace Anger and Rage.
I mean, that too, but...
Bottom text.
Like...
I fucking love bottom text memes so much.
I mean, monetarily wise, Flag Time Patreon gives us funds to keep going and not end it all.
End it all?
So basically what you're saying is if you guys don't subscribe to the podcast, we'll kill ourselves.
No,
so
that's not.
I guess it's not?
No.
Oh,
if enough
okay,
of you
well,
subscribe to the podcast, we'll show peen.
I need to tell some people some things then.
For $3 a month, you can see us show peen. No.
No, not at $3.
No, not that.
For $3 a month,
at
you
least
can see
five.
Video versions at of these five. Episodes. For $6 a month, that's the second tier. You get to see bonus content, which also not it doesn't include us showing peen yet.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. For $15 a month, you can hear us say your name at the end of every episode, and you could also participate in specific listener interaction segments made just for you.
If you got the balls for it.
Bing bong. Subscribe to... What's the end fucking thing? The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see...
Did you just forget the name of the podcast?
I did.
We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
We gotta start doing topics again.
What's your favorite subcompact Honda?
I mean, to be fair, this is a sleep deprived episode technically because it's a late recording.
So. It is 11:20 p.m.
and I
night.
Don't know where my weed is, so I am completely normal.
We have to record two right episodes now. Tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm hungry.
I'm gonna change shirts before okay, the well, second.
I'm
gonna.
I'm not.
I lied. Ball. I'm not gonna.
What? Excuse me. Fuck. Hey, will you quit it?
I can't help it, man.
Sorry.
You are quit. Too funny.
Shut up.
Thank you. Eggs. No.
I'd like to. I have a confession to make. I made this podcast Uh-oh. Specifically for selfish reasons.
I had an idea.
Yeah.
I know you're like editing the podcast and editing stuff of your own already.
Yeah.
But I was kind of wondering at some point, maybe you could edit my YouTube videos.
Let me move closer to my job first. And
okay.
Because I've got a 2-hour round trip commute right now.
Let my commute be 25 minutes first.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah no, totally.
I'm moving this June-July time frame, so after that, I'll be good.
I don't even know when I'm moving.
Because like, I'm already behind on editing the podcast. Like, I haven't
I thought
released...
you say house payments. I was like, oh.
No, yeah. No, I'm good
That's
on
why
rent.
He's moving.
I'm good on rent. Rent's good. Food is good. And
food is good.
Yeah, I just don't have time for... You know how I've got this mechanic career thing going
Bro's
on?
Bro's barely got time to jork it now.
And now I've got
no
this LLC.
Got time for that.
I got this social media thing, which has a higher ceiling of pay than being a mechanic ever will. So it's, you know.
Yeah, we were kind of, I mean, why did you become a mechanic? What like?
Well, here's the thing about that. I went to NASCAR Tech to get into motorsports. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, that was the main thing. Like, I was going to go be either part of the pit crew or do something with the shop, something racing related, anything like that. Yeah. But then something life like happens. And I needed something where, one, I could work anywhere in the country, and two, I'd be able to get, you know, a good paycheck doing it. And Mercedes popped up, and that's how that happened. So it basically was like, hey, I'm going to shoot for the fucking moon, and I didn't reach it, and I landed on Mercedes.
That's
you
funny.
Can say you landed amongst the stars because the emblem.
Fuck you. you want to know why I became a mechanic? Well, not only is it really kind of the only professional skill that I have, but I became a mechanic because when I was like 14, I one time saw the labor rate of a shop and I was like, what the fuck? You can make like $200 an hour as a mechanic?
Yeah.
And no one ever corrected me. So I became a mechanic and I was like, oh, cool. I'm starting off at $9 an hour. Cool. Jesus. I guess that's all right. And then they were like, we're going to bump you up to 10. I was like, all right, we're getting somewhere now. And here we are now fucking 15 years later. And it hasn't gone that much further than that.
It's and then you're like, when does it reach $200 an hour? And then somebody puts their hand on your shoulders like,
go buy a place and then go be a person that owns that. And then you get to keep your labor rate and then use that to pay all your bills.
I think that's why like at NASCAR Tech there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, I want to own my own shop because that's where the money is. That's like owning your own fucking thing. That's when you can charge people $200 an hour and you get to keep all of it. So
yeah, and they're like, I took my car to the Honda dealer for a thump thump noise and they told me I needed a new transmission, but actually this guy said I only needed an axle and they only charged me $200.
And then it still makes the noise because I needed a transmission.
No.
I do want to say, like, I don't regret becoming a Mercedes technician, because quite honestly, it's been fantastic. It's also led me to, if I didn't become a Mercedes technician, this podcast wouldn't exist.
I guess that's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't really regret anything. I regret the only things I really regret are my physical pain.
Well, yeah.
And, not making more than $25 an hour. Those are my only two complaints. But, you know, we're working on something. We're working on doing something real big. YouTube.
Hell yeah.
I'm still cleaning my house and my garage.
One of the other reasons I became a Mercedes tech is because the girl of my dreams told me that she liked me. And I was like, oh, I need a
I'm
job.
I'm going to go get a job
anywhere.
Now.
Yeah.
I got to go make income so I could come in. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
girl.
But yeah, it's that's why I was like, okay, no to racing. When I first started NASCAR tech, I was like, there was only a couple things that would make me not want to go into motorsports,
and that's not making money and not having a race car. Those are the two things that you do when you work in motorsports.
Yeah, right. And one of the things that would make me not want to go into motorsports happened, i.e. my girlfriend. So it's... Because like when I went into NASCAR tech, I was single. And then the girl of my dreams told me that she liked me. And I was like, oh, sick. Okay.
Money time.
Here comes the money.
No.
I do not regret going.
I'm gonna execute myself for doing that, guys. I'm sorry.
No, don't do that. Okay. Put the gun away.
Orange.
Talk me into it.
Orange piece.
Put the gun away, you piece of shit.
Orange piece.
Orange
of shit.
Slice.
Speaking of orange pieces of shit, how are you guys enjoying the news about the tariffs?
I'm fucking goddamn sick and tired of people fucking talking about it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I mean, the stock market is like actively collapsing. So like,
yeah, this is
yeah, dude. Did you see the Dow today?
No.
And everybody's fucking like losing their shit because nobody can apparently think 3 days ahead.
Dude, this is a month.
Yeah. Dude, my fucking investments and my 401k are gonna be crazy.
Fuck.
Big numbers go down. Let's go.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Especially this one. This one can fuck right off.
Yeah.
Which one's the
TSLA? Y'all know what that is.
My heart goes out to you.
My heart goes out to you, guy, with the cars that are bad.
The people that are complaining about the market going down right now are the people that don't have fucking long-term investments.
Yeah, like me. I don't give a fuck. I pulled out of that shit because I saw it was going to shit, and I'm like, nope, I'm taking all my money out and spending it on a Honda Fit.
Exactly. I've got long-term investments with my bank and then my 401k, and that's all going to be so nice.
I want to put all of my money into depreciating assets.
I don't even know what you'd want to invest in now. Like,
I have index funds. That's what I have.
I
had a whole bunch of Dogecoin, and I was like, I saw it starting to go down. I'm like, nope, I'm out. And it is like 20 cents below what it was when I got rid of all of it.
One thing I regret not doing is investing in
Tesla when you were four.
It's not buying Bitcoin when I was two years old.
Listen, in 2018, when I went to NASCAR Tech, I started drinking Celsius at that time. The stock price of Celsius at that time was $2 a share.
Oh, shit.
Look up what Celsius is right now.
Hey, Siri, what's Celsius stock share right now? Celsius Holdings?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big jump. You should have done that. You shouldn't have been four.
What is it right now?
$35.
Oh, it's $35. It dropped. Holy shit.
Bad.
Like a few years ago, it was at like $120 a share. So okay, I don't feel as bad about it anymore.
Yeah, I wish I had saved any money, but I didn't do that.
All of my money has gone into survival.
Like, if it stays down for 4 years before it comes back up, I'll be able to retire at fucking 40.
Or you could just invent a thing that doesn't suck.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to invent something.
We know, sorry.
I make people piss their pants laughing with ball jokes.
I mean, true, i.e. me, like...
Exactly.
Ball and wienor.
So when more people subscribe to this fucking, the Patreon and shit, and then we make a lot of money like that eventually.
Yeah.
Because the podcast is a long-term investment.
I would love to do this content creation thing full-time. I mean...
Yeah, me too. I want to do that. I worked on an Odyssey. I did a 10-year-old recall on an Odyssey today from a 2006 Odyssey when it had like 250,000 miles on it. And like shitty cars don't come in very often. Like they're usually kind of dirty, but they're never like really fucked up.
Yeah.
Cuz, you know, the dealer rate's like $220 an hour or something crazy.
Oh my god, is that what it is?
Actually, I think it's less than that. But normal independent shops around here are like 180 to 200, and
the dealerships around my area are almost $300 an hour.
Damn.
Why?
I don't fucking know. That's just the area I'm at.
Yeah, it's we're about to see. I think we're about to see like a pretty crazy shift in buying in the markets for cars and all this stuff. I think, which is one of the reasons I wanted to buy like something that was new, I don't think, well, let me say it this way. Remember what happened during COVID when new car prices shot through the roof and used car prices went with it?
Uh-huh.
That's going to happen again.
Oh, good.
Except there won't be a supply issue this time. It'll be a demand issue. And everyone will be like, wow, why does a fucking new Honda CR-V cost $47,000 when I can just go get a four-year-old one for $30,000? And it's fine. It's like the same car. I think that's going to happen again. So I wanted to get something newer.
New enough.
That has like curtain airbags and like you won't die if you get into like a collision on the highway, maybe.
I'm just waiting for the point where everything becomes so expensive that the economy just stops because no one can afford anything anymore. Even the people who have a lot of money. They're just like, I ain't buying that.
I think we will see that within the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Or a year. Maybe. Probably a year.
I don't think it's going to be kinda, that short of that happening.
Well.
I mean, we got $3 trillion from other companies investing in this country, so...
Yeah,
there's that. That's pretty cool.
I want to say this. Speaking of like trying to do content creation full time, I have started posting all of my out of context reels on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's what
big numb. That's what the stock market should be doing.
Yeah, right.
And it's not doing that. It's going down.
So yeah, I'm for the audio listeners. I'm up 147,000 views.
Damn.
And I've also gained, according to this, 420 subscribers.
Nice.
In the past in the past 30 days.
How many subscribers do you have?
Right now I have 5,891.
I have 1,033.
Yeah.
I have 56,000 channel views.
Oh, hold on. Let me see what my channel views
total.
Are.
I got 690 subscribers.
That's 69. Hell yeah, brother.
I've got 482,000 channel views.
There we go.
482,000?
Yeah, because my channel's been... I've had this YouTube for 17 years.
Yeah, but like, do you post on it?
I haven't posted in a long time.
My channel views are up to 874,220.
God damn, that's almost a mil. Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, and the last time I posted was 2 years ago.
And that's because of all of my motorcycle reviews that I did back in like 2016, 17.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
My description on my YouTube page is I'm a mechanic with crippling ADHD and I scream a lot.
Mine is dumb videos and motorcycles, sometimes simultaneously.
Pixies is just bim.
Is it just fish?
It was probably something fucking stupid.
That's right. Fish orgy.
You should put that as your
we black out and we wake up in a sewer.
I don't know if I could put fish
orgy. Surrounded with fish. Horny fish.
I don't know if I can put fish orgy. Oh, that's funny.
Greened out, which I didn't know you could do. Turn into the sun. Uh-oh, now the myth is kicking in.
Oh, shout out to my latest subscriber on YouTube, Giuseppe Cinnabaldo.
Or Joe, for short.
Yeah, Cornelius Varmint. Big Dog with a W. Snow Fox. Chris Soundman.
Damn.
Ultra Pug Gaming YT.
Dow Jones falls under 40,000 for the first time since August of 2024. Largest sell-off in the market in 5 years. What do you mean, so the
first time it's fallen since 2024? That was a year ago.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
This guy fell the first time since this, also, which wasn't that long ago at all.
So, unrelated to that, if you go on your YouTube and you look at everybody's... YouTube names, you know you have a original name if you don't have four numbers at the end of it.
Yeah, like mine that I made in 2008.
Yeah, mine also has, it doesn't have four numbers at the end of it.
Mine doesn't have numbers at all.
Joined December 23rd, 2008.
Mine was March 14th, 2008.
Where do you see that part?
Into the description, and then you type in your...
You go to your channel, and where you put in your description, hit more.
Yeah, there. Right above the manage videos button.
December 22nd, 2009.
I have the oldest YouTube channel. Aha.
Not by much, though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because before this, I had another YouTube channel that I actually remember the name of. The reason why I got rid of it was because of this name, because I used fucking Vengeance A7X.
What's your highest viewed video?
Unoriginal shithead.
All my highest viewed videos are 14 years old.
Let's see.
When YouTube was buzzing and I...
Popular.
All right. My most popular video is my 2011 BMW S1000RR review that I posted 8 years ago.
And Motor Michael.
It has 167,000 views.
Okay, my highest one is 74,000.
My highest viewed video is...
How old was I 15 years ago? I was like 14.
5,400! Woo!
That's how many views your most popular one has?
I'd post
video fishing videos again, but I'd hate editing.
Bibs.
I used to not hate editing because I used to use Windows Movie Maker on Windows Vista, and it was like the easiest thing in the world. I fucking loved that. It was so easy to edit videos, and then they just said, "No, we're not going to do this anymore." And then I was like, "Cool, I can't." It's like I liked this editing software.
Shout out to my buddy Trevor that I met on Hydro Thunder Hurricane. I let him take control of my computer from New York, and he gave me...
Wait. There we go.
Also farted, but it burned.
He gave me a free version of Sony Vegas Pro in 2012.
Fuck yeah.
And that's...
Can you copy that file and send it to me?
It's from 2012. It's not going to work on your computer anymore.
Dang it.
Plus, we make enough money now that you can just buy a license. It's like $250 one time. It's not a subscription.
Hey, how easy is it to edit on Sony Vegas, bro?
Well, don't ask me that question, because I've been using it for over a decade now. So,
oh my God.
What?
So I used to just fucking drag and drop video clips, cut it to size to clips and shit.
I mean, you could do that in Sony Vegas.
And then I put music in it. It was easy.
Get this.
What am I getting?
I'm just scrolling on Facebook and I just found No. The Nintendo Switch 2 retails at $449, which is a lot, but the tariffs are going to make it $558.
Whoa.
And the games are going to be $90 a piece anyway. I'm not paying $90 for fucking Mario Kart.
You know how in the Nintendo Direct they are bringing back a whole bunch of old GameCube games that you can play like online and stuff like that? Except the
ones that you want.
F-Zero GX is one of them at launch.
Yeah.
But I have a GameCube that still works with F-Zero GX and everything's already unlocked. So I don't think I'm going to spend...
I also have that.
I don't think I'm going to spend $600 to play a game I already have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
I play on PC anyway, so I don't really
like the idea of having online leaderboards for F-Zero GX sounds fucking amazing. You know what I mean?
It's not a $90 fucking feature.
Yeah. So like, I don't know if I want to spend that kind of money on just that. Because that's all I'm going to be doing.
That comment section was full of people just saying, well, why don't you just bake the Switch in America?
Which they absolutely can, but they won't.
So it'd be fucking garbage?
I mean, I can confirm that all the Mercedes that are built in the fucking Alabama factory, you guys suck. God.
It's almost like it's because the factory is in fucking Alabama.
It's because it's in America. Fucking American manufacturing quality sucks. It's so bad.
It used to be so good.
It did, right?
Not anymore. That's the point. We're trying to make it good again.
I opened the door to a PDI of a car that was manufactured in the U.S., a Mercedes that was manufactured in the U.S. I opened the door, and the screws that were supposed to be holding down the seat were on the carpet. I was like, sick. Okay, really? Close that door. I'm going to open up the rear door. There are more screws. It wasn't done yet.
You're like, yeah, you forgot. And you like sit in the seat. Whoa!
Pull it out the oven too soon. Hyundai's building a plant in, I think, Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
That's going to do one. That's either going to, the cars are going to be either shit again.
Worse? Even, yeah.
Or they're going to be fucking fantastic. There's no in between.
Cajun seasoned Hyundais.
But it's crazy because they're going to spend so much money importing the part. Like, the parts aren't made in the U.S. They're just built in the U.S. So it's like, it doesn't...
Oh my God. So I saw a...
Do the tariffs affect that? Like, what the fuck?
I saw a reel of this guy who was like, yeah, they're trying to bring back manufacturing jobs to the U.S. Y'all don't want manufacturing jobs. You want to sit there and just build the same shit for 8 hours a day?
Like, yep. I guess we're doing circles now.
Fuck.
I absolutely could do a manufacturing job.
Sounds depressing to me.
Have you seen 8 Mile? Have you seen that shit? That's what happens. Well, I guess you turn into Eminem, so I guess that's fine.
Like, but, like, I'm perfectly okay with doing the same thing over and over, because I've eaten the same exact chicken lunch for fucking 3 years straight, and I have no problem with
it. That explains a lot, actually.
It's a routine. It's the same, and my brain is happy with that.
I like driving AMGs every single day.
I like jerking off. I don't do it every single day, though. I don't mean. Need to.
Me as fuck.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Yay. Okay. Cool. Are you going to pay me like $8 an hour to do that? Like, what?
Yeah, like I think bringing back manufacturing in the U.S. is great. Like, I think that's awesome. But like, considering like that past data and results, I think it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to be like, yeah, they're made here. They're worse, but they're made here.
We'll see what happens when it happens.
Hondas have dropped significantly in quality when they started assembling them in the U.S. And so has literally every single domestic manufacturer. Yeah. Honda, Toyota.
I remember seeing like stories of like, you know, the Toyotas that are manufactured in Japan. They are like manufactured to such a good detail that all of the body lines, like the panel gaps, are all equal.
Yeah.
On Japanese manufactured Toyotas.
Yeah, because Japanese people know how to make cars that are good. And they have since the beginning, because their entire auto building infrastructure was designed from the ground up to be better than the US's. It was built to be better. And like, that's why everyone was like, oh, fuck, in 1976, you could have bought a fucking Honda Civic and it would have been better economy, quieter, better than fucking any compact car made in the US. And then the US was like, these Japanese cars sell too well. We need to tax the absolute fucking shit out of them so no one buys them over the shitty ones.
I'm just mad at the chicken tax not letting me get a fucking two-seater Tacoma.
Chicken tax?
The chicken tax is literally the reason why things like the Hilux and shit didn't come over here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they were like, no, we don't want yours. We want you to come here and make them here.
No, the chicken tax they just threw that into the chicken tax. The chicken tax is something.
And no more happiness. And no more really good cars.
The chicken tax was this thing, and then they just threw small pickups in it just fucking because.
Interesting. But
I wanted a diesel Hilux.
Ask any Mercedes technician. Like, if we get a car in on PDI and we know it's been manufactured at the Alabama plant, we're like, oh. So,
same here. Inbred, I mean, Mercedes. Yeah.
We'll get cars that were built in Japan, and then we'll get cars that were like built in the US and Canada, and they'll be like, wow, that one doesn't have any transmission fluid in it.
That one's missing a chromosome.
Actually, Honda's quality is pretty good. It's kind of like the long-term quality. Like, yeah. if you get in a Honda, that's because Honda is so absolutely fucking crazy with their manufacturing standards that they are like, yeah, we won't let a car leave the factory bad unless it's been like manufactured to our standards or whatever. But like, you see it. You definitely see a difference between the North American built ones and the Japanese built ones. It's 100%. Kind of like the J means good, and the 5 or the 7 or the 3 or the 2. The 2 is fine.
Numbers.
Canadian built cars are okay, but the Mexican ones are built better than the fucking ones that are built in like Indiana or some shit.
Oh, that reminds me. I almost forgot about the thing. Sterling, about the 5.0.
Oh, the thing that'll make you angry. Okay.
Yeah. Halfway. So you know, like the oil pump gears in the 5.0.
Yeah. Right. They have oil pump gears. That's true.
Yes, and the second gen. Halfway through the third gen, I think it's 2020 and up, they decided to make the oil pump a wet belt.
Yeah, sounds like something that a fucking American, literally proving my point. Sounds like something that American engineers of manufacturing would do. How can we design this to break earlier so we can make more money in service?
Like, there was nothing wrong with this.
Let's do that.
Like, the second gen oil pump gears, phenomenal. You're good. The third gen, they changed up what the gears was made of, and the gear was a little weaker, but not bad, but it was still a dry belt or what. I think they're all belts actually, but it's dry belt. And then halfway through the third gen, Coyote's like, oh, no, we're gonna make it a wet belt just fucking because. But the fourth gen's doing the same thing. Like, it's still much better than the wet belt that's in like the 3-cylinder and 4-cylinders because it's just a better quality belt and it's bigger.
A belt shouldn't touch oil. Period.
A belt shouldn't fucking touch oil.
That's so stupid. Like every single engineer and anyone who's associated with any sort of material science knows that rubber and metal, or not metal, metal, fuck,
oil and rubber.
Oil and rubber make rubber bigger. Oil make rubber bigger and worse. That's why when you get like we're kind of figuring it out with plastic. Like we were kind of like, oh, I guess kind of plastic is kind of oil and fluid resistant for a while anyway. Not rubber though. We haven't figured that out.
I will say this. We figured this out earlier today at work, by the way. The Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 is assembled in Mexico. We have figured out that if you pressure wash the engine bay with the engine running, the belt will fly off.
How?
We don't know.
The belt tensioner just goes, see ya. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, oh, it's wet. I don't want to, like, oh, water, bay, I don't want
to
touch it.
My bay neighbor went to go wash the engine bay because he had it a little bit
yoink.
Of, there was a little bit of oil everywhere because he was fixing an oil leak. So he went to go wash it, and all of a sudden the belt's just like, ping! It's just sticking out of the top of the engine now.
Imagine getting fucking slapped by a flying off serpentine belt. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the belt, but if it's got a belt, it better be fucking dry. If it's not dry, it better be a fucking chain.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking hard.
Yeah.
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 But then the companies will make money when the car doesn't break.
It's probably the most political episode we've ever had.
Yeah, well, probably. There's a lot of political things happening right now that we can't really avoid.
Yes, yeah. Because I'm so fucking sick and because tired of hearing the automotive, same fucking four goddamn fucking things from 8,000 different people. Yeah, shut the fuck up. I want to look at fart jokes and shit on Instagram, not this bullshit.
The automotive industry,
I do too.
Directly is getting affected by this. I almost threw up.
Damn.
My motherfucker burped so hard he almost vomited.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, wow, like, it's going to cost a lot more money to get your car fixed now. And people are going to be like, oh, fuck, my car didn't cost that much 5 years ago to get fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, or like, even 10 years Mercedes-Benz G-Wagons that were $100,000 are now $125,000. So
even the rich people are like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Corp, if there wasn't so much fucking greed, it wouldn't be a big fucking deal. But no, well, everybody gotta make the most money.
Well, greed is what's in charge. Yeah. So,
because if number go down, world end. Number fish. Go down, world end. Fish.
I wish I could go fishing and not worry about stuff like bad.
Yeah,
I mean, just go fishing. That's what I do. Yeah. I go fishing and then don't worry about stuff that's bad because I'm fishing.
Yeah,
because
you fucking live in Texas and you voted for Trump. Like that has
nothing to do with it. I go fishing and don't think about anything but fishing.
Yeah, I like to think
that's
about
how,
things.
That's how brain works.
In my life,
smooth
and stuff.
Fish like, brain. Oh.
I live so stress free. It's insane.
Yeah. My wife's like, an immigrant, so I don't live stress free.
Is there a problem? No, then do you nothing to worry about. Is there a problem? Yes. Can you fix it? Yes. Then there's nothing to worry about. If it's like you got a problem, yes. Can you fix it? No, then there's nothing to worry about.
fixing problems sometimes require moving to a different place. We'll see.
Yeah.
I need to renew my AAA membership. I got a letter on my desk.
Oh, speaking of that, so I told the story about like what happened with my car, right? Did I tell that story?
What happened with your car?
Oh yeah, that's right. That happened last week when we didn't record. Okay, so cool. Story time.
Yay!
I went to North Carolina to visit family. While we were there, we went to an Aldi and when we got groceries at the Aldi because it's a grocery store.
Of Aldi. Oh, okay. Aldi's awesome.
Yes.
We don't have that.
It's a small
like we got Safeway.
It's like a small German grocery store. Anyway,
yeah, and it's incredibly efficient.
Yes, it's very nice. Interesting. But when we went back to the car, we put the groceries in the trunk, went back to the car, car wouldn't start.
Did you cross the terminals on the battery?
It didn't work.
What?
Did you try? Did you actually try?
Oh, no, all the master fuses are blown now.
Yeah. So yeah, don't do it on a Mercedes. When a battery is dead on a Mercedes, all of your screens like flash the
yeah.
the fucking. So the instrument cluster has an analog clock on it.
Your gauges do. Do they do that?
No, my analog clock restarted every single time.
It's like, oh, I'm awake. Yeah. You're so finally awake.
I went ahead and just opened the hood and did all that kind of stuff. There was an old guy that was walking out from the Aldi. I profiled the shit out of him and I was like, hey, do you have a 10 millimeter?
Hey, guy.
It was an old white guy going into a red truck. I'm like, this guy has a toolbox. And he's
that guy like, what the hell's a goddamn millimeter? I don't know what a millimeter is. I got a 3/8 wrench.
Here's the thing. This is what he said. He's like, them Mercedes have 10 mils in them?
Yeah, it's a fucking metric car, stupid head.
But
built in
so
built in Slutland.
I was correct. He had a 10 millimeter wrench on the very top of his toolbox in his red truck. And he let me borrow it. I undid the battery terminals because the battery that was in the car, it's not even a Mercedes battery. It's a yellow topped like AC Delco kind of battery that I
interesting.
It was in the car Chevy when I battery. Bought it. It was in the car when I bought it, and I bought it 4 years ago. So it's,
but yeah, it's been about time
a while. It had corrosion all over the positive terminal, so that's probably a telltale sign. Put a
yellow top on it.
I think that's what it was. A yellow top, like it was a yellow top.
No. It definitely wasn't an Optima battery if it went out in 4 years.
Well, if it said AC Delco, then well, yeah.
When I bought it used, it was in it already, so I don't know how long
it's been. I'm saying you should replace it with an Optima gel battery.
Here's the story that's already been done, and I'm home back in West Virginia, so it's not in there.
Take that battery out, Optima battery.
So
Optima batteries used to be good.
Yeah, it used to last like 12 fucking years.
Yeah.
I undid the terminals, put them back on after cleaning the positive terminal because it had corrosion all over it, and still wouldn't start. So I was like, okay, that didn't fix it. So I called Mercedes-Benz Roadside, and something that I learned about Mercedes-Benz Roadside is it now costs $100 if your car is outside of its factory warranty. Doesn't matter if you own a Mercedes or not. If your car is outside of your factory warranty, to send somebody to jump your car costs $100 for Mercedes-Benz Roadside now, which is
get AAA.
Rock of shit. I do have AAA. So after
there you go.
After I hung up the shit out of that phone call with Mercedes-Benz Roadside, I called AAA.
You can't slap the phone closed. Yeah, no, right?
Slap the phone. I hit you gotta, that you button gotta, like, so hard. I was doing the text thing with AAA, like putting in all my information and shit like that. While I was doing that, though, somebody actually offered to jump the car. He brought up his Escalade. Yeah, he brought up his Escalade, ooh, put the terminals on. Yeah. We were able to get the car started up. The thing about that is when you try to jump a Mercedes, for some reason with, I guess, my specific generation of E-Class, it takes a little bit for the transmission to be like, wait a minute, what? Because it wouldn't start. It wouldn't shift out of park. So it's got an electronic shifter module. So
have you checked for fluid intrusion and the big connector yet?
That's not the issue.
Does that have one?
Yeah, well,
I
replaced the cam position sensors and also cleaned the connector, and it hasn't happened since.
Word.
But I was like, oh, sick. Okay, I'm stuck in this parking lot with a running car that won't shift out of park now. And park. Now I'm thinking that it's got like a can issue.
Can not shift into
no, like drive can bus issue. Can bus issue.
Yeah, that one.
That's what
and bus me to the nearest Mercedes dealership.
Right, I'm about to bus.
Diagnostic. And I'm like, this could be very bad and very expensive for me. And I'm in North Carolina, 6 hours away from where all of my stuff is.
Oh boy, time to buy a Honda Civic.
Yeah, right. So against my better judgment, I was like, okay, we need to turn the car off so I can shift it into neutral so we can move it back into a parking space. Because I'm kind of like diagonal because of the way the Escalade was, so I can get it jumped. So I turn the car off, shift it into neutral. We push it back into a parking space. And I was like, I'm just going to try it. Tried to turn the car on, started right back up, and it was able to shift out of park now. I was like, oh!
Modern car moment.
Interesting. Okay, so my sister's...
Your sister was having a nap, and it was just like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh!
So my sister's boyfriend has come by to pick up the girls, and I'm like, I'm going straight to Mercedes-Benz of Fayetteville now. So I hightail it over to Mercedes-Benz of Fayetteville before anything else bad happens with the car. Luckily, okay, so backstory. Mercedes-Benz of Fayetteville is the first dealership that I worked at. I worked there for about two years and 10 months, according to my LinkedIn. And...
according to my Facebook.
Yes. Saturday, there's only like one or two service advisors working and like five or six techs. The service advisor that was working that day was my favorite service advisor when I was working. And he calls up my buddy Ian, who happens to be working there that day. And Ian comes down and we give each other a high five and all that kind of stuff. And Ian drives me in the passenger, like he's driving my car. I'm in the passenger seat of my car. He drives into his work bay, which was my old bay at the shop. And we bring the car in and hook the computer up to it. And it's nothing but low voltage codes. And
yeah,
the low voltage. No, right. The low voltage causes ignition switch problems. Because it's called the EZS, and like it was, the EZS had problems because it wasn't getting enough voltage from the battery. What's hilarious about that is Ian had a brand spanking new battery on the floor next to his work bay that he had to take out of a car for some reason and didn't put back in. It was just sitting there.
Like, noticed this is missing.
Yeah, it was just sitting there, and he was getting ready to turn it back into parts anyway, because he's like, why do I have this? And I don't need this. He was looking at it. I was like, what's the cranking amps on that? The same exact cranking amps that your car
perfect.
Has.
Perfect. Roll it in.
Wow. Yeah, that's what he said. It was like, well, we're just going to take this, and we're gonna test your old battery. It tested horrible. Took that out, tested that battery that was on the floor. It's perfect. So we throw that in there, clear all the codes. Car starts right the fuck up. And then after that happens, we hang out for a little bit because like three of the other techs who were working that day were also techs that were around when I was there. So like, there's like five of us just hanging around my car, just talking, which was fucking sick.
Just sitting there, just like looking at the cars like, yep.
Yep, that's a motor.
Yeah,
that's where the battery goes. There's where the alternator is.
And after the little powwow that we had, I drive the car back up to the service lanes, turn everything in. Ian had talked to Jamie about the whole thing, and Jamie looks at me and goes, all right, have a good day. I didn't have to pay shit.
You like charge that, like he just takes that old battery, charges the absolute ever living fucking shit out of it, and like gets a good pass on it, and then just, yeah, it's a good battery, you can resell this. Turn it back into parts like nothing's wrong.
Right, yeah.
Like I didn't steal anything. I
had an issue with my German luxury vehicle. I took it to the dealership that I worked
German
at.
German luxury vehicle.
Mm. Yes. I took it to the dealership that I worked at before, and I got a free battery out of it and free diagnosis.
I got a free
battery.
So that's the story of what happened to my car. It's got a new battery in it now.
So, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And that was this episode of Flag Time. So, because the hour timer ran out.
I don't know how much you want to edit out with the politics stuff.
I'll keep a little bit of it in. It's all going on Patreon. I know that.
But, also, definitely on both the Patreon and this episode, edit out my fucking.
Yeah, that's not going
to be. No, just show all of it. Here's my social security number.
Yes.
Is that even?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Flag Time. We'll read names now. Patreon.com/Flag Time Podcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And we want to thank our premium members over there on the Patreon. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Canute Joel 0319, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Jamie BH 911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, McDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Mr. Crown Vic, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirwork, Steve Henriquez, Tagarong, The Big Maple, The Forklift Dude, Bubula, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Bud in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Welcome back, and have a good one.
Hey.
Thank you for listening. Okay, bye.
Welcome back.
You said welcome back and then said bye.
Well, yeah, welcome back after reading the names, you doofus.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye.